ministry. Fivefold ministry. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, 12, 13, 14. Go ahead.
And he gave some apostles and some...
Listen.
And some prophets and
he,
some...
God, Christ himself, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For what purpose?
For the perfecting of the saints.
For the perfecting of the saints.
For the work of the ministry.
Uh-huh.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Uh-huh.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith
uh-huh.
and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Uh-huh.
That we henceforth
now, listen, this is the purpose. The reason also includes what? Verse 14. Listen very well.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Every what?
Wind of doctrine.
Every what?
Wind of doctrine.
Doctrine by what?
By the slay of men.
And what?
And cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Now, so that you will understand why, what happened in the Garden of Eden, serpent, what happened? Apostle Paul warned the church. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 3, 4.
Would to God he could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Uh-huh.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, as the serpent beguiled Eve.
Deceived Eve. Through what?
Through his subtlety.
Corny. Uh-huh.
So your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Now watch verse 4.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
There is another Jesus.
Whom we have not preached. Or if ye receive another spirit.
There is another spirit. Which is not the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. Which ye have not received. Or another gospel.
There is another gospel other than the apostolic faith.
Which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Now listen, verse 13.
For such are false apostles.
The people that present another gospel, another Jesus, another spirit, they are false apostles.
Deceitful workers. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
It's not God that called them, but they transform themselves into the ministers of Jesus Christ. But listen.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Satan, that is what he does.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also.
He has his own ministers. Satan has his own ministers that also transform themselves.
As the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according
of
to
the works.
Of
course, their end is the lake of fire. Their end will be exactly like the serpent ended. Because Galatians chapter 1, from verse 6, 7, 8, what did he say?
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ uh-huh. unto another gospel,
yes.
which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of
Christ.
They
will do what? Pervert the gospel of Christ.
But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Let him be blessed, Abby.
Accursed.
So what do you rate a true gospel is by the apostolic faith. This is the Bible. He repeated in verse 9.
As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed.
And the reason they preach another gospel, amen. This is what Satan achieved in the Garden of Eden. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly.
It is the Holy Spirit now speaking to the church expressly, clearly, that what?
That in the latter times.
Are we now in the latter times?
Yes, sir.
Are we in the end time?
Amen.
What will happen?
Some shall depart from the faith.
Some will depart from the faith.
Giving heed to seducing
spirits. I want
spirits.
To explain that. Some shall depart from the apostolic faith. Listening to, taking heed is to listen and act on what you hear. Taking heed to what?
Seducing spirit.
And what is a seducing spirit? Takes you away from where God keeps you and takes you away to serve another God. That is the meaning of seducing, seduction. And what?
And doctrines of and devils.
Doctrines of devil. And that these people doing this.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
In hypocrisy.
Having their conscience.
Why it is hypocrisy is that they know what they are saying is wrong. But because of the reason what they want to achieve, they do it. That's why it is hypocrisy. Because you know what you are saying is wrong. And they do that having their conscience what?
Seared with a hot iron.
No conscience again. And God told us in Jude chapter verse 3. Jude verse 3. The apostle, what did he say there?
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend.
Earnestly do what?
Contend.
Earnestly do what?
Contend.
Contend for what?
For the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
That is the apostolic faith. The reason is verse 4.
For there are certain men crept in unawares.
They crept into the Christian faith unawares.
Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Of course, they were ordained. So according to Genesis 3:15, they are the seed of the serpent to disturb the progress of the seed of the woman. Go ahead.
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness.
And doing what?
And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
One of them, I was supposed to make that comment on the Rapture Watch yesterday, but I changed my mind because some of you here don't even watch the Rapture Watch. And this message, I have you as my target, not them. I have you. God brought you for me to watch over you. And this is how we watch over you. I'm a watchman. Listen to one of them. Listen to one of them. Listen to one of them.
You see their late mother's picture 30 years ago. They are still kissing the picture. But anytime they hear Mary, it's as if they put, why will you be against a woman? You want to go to heaven. Don't you know if you go to heaven, she's already there. So if you go to heaven and see her, will you jump from heaven to hellfire? Who is Virgin Mary? Why must you honor ordinary human being? There is confusion in the air. What is that Evoka trying to say? If you're part of this generation, you should address Virgin Mary as Blessed Virgin Mary. Who is Mary? Mary is the Theotokos.
Can we start that? Can we? We didn't hear it from the beginning. Please start from the beginning.
Go to some of these people. You will see their late mother's picture 30 years
can
ago. They are still kissing the picture. But anytime they hear Mary, please. It's as if they put. Go to some of these people. You will see their late mother's picture 30 years ago. They are still kissing the picture. But anytime they hear Mary, it's as if they put, why will you be against a woman? You want to go to heaven. Don't you know if you go to heaven, she's already there. So if you go to heaven and see her, will you jump from heaven to hellfire? Who is Virgin Mary? Why must you honor ordinary human being? There is confusion in the air. What is that Yeboka trying to say? If you're part of this generation, you should address Virgin Mary as Blessed Virgin Mary. Who is Mary? Mary is the Theotokos, the mother of God. Mary was favored in a way that no human being has been favored. Mary was favored in a way that nobody on earth has been favored to become the mother of God. For God to suck the breast of a human being. Any Christian that ignores Virgin Mary may possibly lose in this spiritual warfare. Mary is the greatest weapon. When it comes to spiritual warfare, Mary is the greatest weapon. Rosary is the greatest weapon to fight the spiritual warfare. Any preacher that is against Blessed Virgin Mary is possessed. Jot it down. You cannot love Jesus and hate his mother. You cannot love Jesus and you don't reference the mother. If you can tell your pastor's wife to pray for you, mommy, G.O. pray for me, and you don't consider it to be a sin to tell your mama G.O. to pray for you, till now
going to be a sin
when you tell the mother of Jesus to pray for you.
The Bible says, oh, ask the Holy Ghost to pray for you. If it's not wrong for you to tell a Buka to pray for you, to tell your pastor's wife to pray for you, what makes it wrong to tell the mother of Jesus, intercede for me?
Such an adorable woman,
a good woman, a woman that have a compassionate heart, a woman that saved the celebrant from generational disgrace. Do you see the reason why you need to invite Blessed Virgin Mary in what you are doing? As a young girl that wants to marry, learn how to invite Blessed Virgin Mary. Mama, please, I don't know how to pray again. Please help me to pray for husband. Help me to pray for fruit of the womb. But if that woman could convince Jesus, and Jesus performed that miracle by turning water into wine, when his hour has not come, there is nothing she will ask Jesus that Jesus will not do for her. Learn how to go to Mary. She is the greatest weapon. There is nothing you can do. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. The blood you are talking is also blood of Mary. Anytime you call blood of Jesus, you are calling blood of Mary. They share the same blood in the womb. No difference. That woman is so loving. Remember, the celebrant in John chapter 2 did not request for intercession. They did not ask her. She went on her own. She noticed that the wine has finished. When you are close to Our Lady, she will know when you are in need. Be close to Blessed Virgin Mary. Regardless of the church you're going, I don't preach church. I preach the scripture. And everything I'm telling you about this woman is in the Bible. This is the woman that Jesus does not joke with. A woman of the whole world. Hey. Go to someone.
Hallelujah. Do you know why it is necessary for me to comment on it publicly like this? Amen. It is because, to our shock, there are people that come to this ministry and we see them in his church.
You are saying something, Pastor.
Amen. And they are the ones that Apostle Paul was talking about that have been tossed to and fro with every wind of a doctrine. Once they see something shaking somewhere, whoosh, they will go there. He's shaking in Ikotu, they go there. He's shaking in Ijesha, I go and buy their apron and wear. Everywhere they go. They go to worry. Anything shaking in worry, amen. There is the one that that everybody is going to. They say he is also end time. End time. He also has a TV station.
Worry.
They are all from worry. Once they see, don't wear trousers. Don't paint. Don't do. It's end time. It's end time. Once they see miracle taking place, once the person can see, it's a prophet. It's a prophet. It's a prophet. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I'm going to take it a little easy. Or rather, I was going to take it a little easy with this man, Ebuka. Because you visited me one time and you sounded like somebody who was humble. But when you made a statement that anybody that does not worship Mary is possessed, then I knew you were talking to me. So I need to let you know who among us is possessed. Because today, I want to talk on a topic I titled, Why Christians Don't Pray to God Through Mary. Why Christians don't, why Christians don't pray to God through Mary. Through Mary. Obviously, it is because it is unscriptural to do that. Because the scripture says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the only means of getting to God. But to make us understand, let's pick some of his points one after the other and let us show it. The reason is because he's telling his people that what he is saying is in the Bible. But because he knows he is lying, he did not show us where he is quoting from. If it is in the Bible, then quote the place now. Are you not a preacher? You see the subtlety? So Ebuka and all his followers, because I saw one of them here now when they were putting offering. I saw you. It's a lady, it's a sister. Ask your sister, are you the one? Are you the one? I'm not going to point you, I'm not going to point you. She dey laugh. She, even she said she dey laugh. I said, they look at she dey laugh. She dey laugh. No show anybody face, so camera, no show anybody face, so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it is my duty to do what I am doing. That is the call. That is the call. The coming of the Lord begins with a shout. The shout is, come out of her, my people. And you can only come out if you see reason to come out. Listen to what we are preaching in this ministry. This is a restoration ministry. If you have been misled anywhere, then be restored back to true faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I don't know if we'll be able to do it. What was the first point he brought out?
This generation, he should address Virgin Mary as blessed Virgin Mary.
If you are part of this generation, you should address Mary as blessed, hallelujah, Virgin. Listen, the way they put it, they said, look, if we are part of this generation, you say, yes, we are part of this generation. Listen, the reason you give is because she received Christ. That's why she was blessed. The angel said, blessed are thou among all women, isn't it? The reason she was blessed, it was because she received Christ in her womb. We also, believers, we receive Christ by salvation. So all Christians should be addressed as blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are we blessed? It's because of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 22. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22.
But the scripture has concluded all on
that. All, that is why we are blessed. All, everybody, including Mary, we have concluded all as sinners. All have sinned, including Mary.
That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe.
That is why, if you believe it, like Mary believed it, and she was called blessed by the angel, we too, when you receive Christ, the way Mary received, you too, you'll be called blessed. Why are we blessed? The same scripture, verse 13 and verse 14.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
See why we are blessed?
Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham.
You see why we are blessed? What are you blessed with? You are blessed with the blessing of Abraham. What is the blessing of Abraham? There is a seed that is given to Abraham. And through that seed, the whole families of the earth shall be blessed. And who is that seed? He's the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why we are blessed. Psalm 65. Verse 14. Psalm 65. You see, Ebuka, I am proving by scripture. Reply me with scripture. Okay. Verse 4. Psalm 65, verse 4.
Blessed is the man.
Eh?
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple.
Listen, read it again.
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest.
Has he not chosen you?
Yes, sir.
Has he not caused you to approach unto God?
Amen.
So we are blessed. And when did he choose you? He chose you after Mary gave birth, Abby. Verse 4, Ephesians chapter 1. What did he say?
According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
When did he choose you?
Before the foundation of the world.
When did he choose you?
Before the foundation of the world.
He chose you the day you gave your life to Christ. He chose you after Mary gave birth to Jesus.
Before the foundation of the world.
When the plan for me made him to go to Mary. Somebody is not understanding me. To serve me, the purpose, the only reason why Mary was blessed is because he, God, chose her to bring about the means by which I will be saved. Without me, Mary will never be blessed. I am the reason the angel called Mary blessed, because a son of God is about to be reconciled. His name is in the book of life. His name is Moses Alu. And I have stepped out to look for him. The road that I will pass to look for Moses is a womb of a woman called Mary. He was looking for me and passed through Mary. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the mystery of salvation. What's the second thing that he said? The next thing that he said was what? He said, what did he say?
Who is Mary? Mary is the mother of God. Who is Mary? Mary.
Shut up. How can a creature give life to his creator? How can a creature give life to his creator? Because you don't know the mystery of redemption. There are only two places in the Bible that Jesus made reference. In fact, sorry, there is no place in the Bible, rather, that Jesus ever called Mary mother. Show me. It is Catholics that call him mother. Nowhere. There are two places where Jesus referred to an opportunity that he would have called her mama. He said what? Woman. In John chapter 2 and verse 4.
Jesus said unto her, woman.
Eh?
Woman.
When Mary went to tell her, to tell him, is there anything you can do? This supposed wine, don't finish. Eh? What was his reply?
Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come.
Nobody will address his mother like that. In John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27 is the second place he made that reference.
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother,
what did he say?
Woman.
What did he say?
Woman, behold thy son.
Verse 27.
Then said he to the disciple,
behold
thy mother.
He didn't say my mother. He didn't say behold our mother. It's your mother, but it's a woman to me. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a reason Jesus was letting her know his superiority over her. Hallelujah. What's the next thing he said?
And from that hour,
it was
favored in a way that no human being has been favored. Mary was favored in a way that nobody on earth has been favored to become the mother of God. For God to suck the breast of a human being.
He said no other human being has been favored like Mary. Hallelujah. Listen. The whole world was to be destroyed. But Noah found favor. Oh, glory be to God. All of us alive now, we did not come through Mary. We came through Noah. Even Mary came through Noah. What are you saying? If not for Noah, you will not be alive. He wiped off the whole earth. Praise the Lord. So she too, because another favor that Noah had was that he had the privilege of building the ark that saved man. There is another ark. This time it was Mary that produced the ark that if you enter inside, the destruction that is coming will not get you. By one spirit are we baptized into that body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The two of them carried ark. Before Mary carried an ark, Noah had already carried one ark for the purpose of salvation. Listen very well. Mary did not carry God. Mary carried the Lamb of God. He said, behold the Lamb of God, John chapter 1 verse 19, that taketh away the sin of the world. And Hebrew chapter 10 verse 5.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world.
When God wanted to come into the world, what did he do?
He said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body as thou prepared me.
So what did Mary carry? Carry a body that God prepared. After he gave birth to that baby, God came and incubated that baby. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And take note that it is not carrying Jesus that he gave us eternal life, that gave even Mary herself eternal life. But she received eternal life only because she believed and underwent through the works of grace. She had to be converted. Giving birth to Jesus did not convert her. Hallelujah. It didn't convert her. And the fourth one, what did he say?
That ignored Virgin Mary may possibly lose in this spiritual warfare. Mary is the greatest weapon. When it comes to spiritual warfare, Mary is the greatest weapon. Rosary is the greatest weapon to fight the spiritual warfare.
You lie. According to the Bible, the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, neither are they through Mary. But what?
Mighty through God. So they're pulling down.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 for emphasis. So that when you face them, you can also give them scripture. Verse 3.
For though we walk in the flesh.
Though we walk in the flesh.
We do not war after the flesh.
Uh-huh.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Uh-huh.
But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Oh. Praise the Lord. It's not through rosary. It's not through Mary. Hallelujah. At the mention of the name of Mary, every knee bow. Philippians chapter 2 tells us at the mention of that name, he is given a name that is above every other name. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. When you mention that name, that is the name that God has given us for our spiritual warfare. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, read it.
Neither is there salvation in any
other. There is no salvation in any other name.
For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Abel, can you not read the Bible? Read this one. Where was Mary's name given to us? Hallelujah. And according to Revelation chapter 10, chapter 12, verse 11 and verse 12, verse 10 and verse 11, what did he say? Listen. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven,
now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him.
Where do we have the overcoming power?
By the blood of the Lamb.
The overcoming power is from where?
By the blood of the Lamb.
And what?
And by the word of their testimony. And they love not their
lives. And the Bible in Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, in words or in deeds.
Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
You should do all in the name of, you know, amen. The devil has been fighting that name of Jesus. That's why they removed Jesus, and you hear them say the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You have not seen people who go to dedicate shop, dedicate church, dedicate building, dedicate a child, dedicate anything, and dedicate you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. They make sure they avoid that name, Jesus. It's deliberate. It's satanic. Everything we do it in that one name. That name is the name of our God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, there is no time now. I will have done one demonstration for you. I will have called somebody and tell all of you that has sickness, begin to read the rosary. Any rosary here? I think there is no time to see whether that sickness will go. And then stand there and be talking to Mary to go to his son, to go to the Father. I will have demonstrated it, but there is no time. I wish I had time. I will have demonstrated it. Then when you finish that one, because I know nothing will happen, then I will come and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Then you will see the difference. I wish there was time. But we are all believers, so we know what I'm talking about. If Ebuka or Catholic were standing before me, then I would have done that demonstration. Then we'll have brought even the person, bring a Catholic person that is sick, who even believe in the rosary. And let's see whether it will work. Of course, even if there's a demon that will make it work, to prove that what I'm saying is the truth, the Holy Ghost will chase that demon away to make sure say that sickness will not go. Because he must confirm this word with the signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. The next one, what did he say? What did he say?
Against Blessed Virgin Mary is possessed. Jot it down. You cannot, any preacher that is against Blessed Virgin Mary is possessed. Jot it down. You cannot love Jesus and hate his mother. You cannot love Jesus and you don't reference the mother.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Ebuka. It's true. It's true. Anybody that does not reverence or worship Mary like you are doing is possessed with the Holy Ghost. You are correct. And anybody that decides to worship Mary, you are possessed with the spirit of idolatry. So all of us are possessed. But the Bible will confirm to us which spirit we are possessed of. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because there are two spirits. 1 John chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6 tells us, what did he say?
They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world jeareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God jeareth us. He that is not of God jeareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Hearing us, who are they us? It's the apostles. John is saying in another way the same words Apostle Paul spoke, that if you preach anything contrary to what they preach, let the person be accursed. Because there is the spirit of truth and there is the spirit of error. And it is confirmed the spirit that the apostles had was the spirit of truth. Because Jesus is the spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. He will lead you to all truth. If the spirit you have is taking you out of the Bible, it is the spirit of error. And please, we love Jesus because he is our Savior. And we also love Mary. Not because she gave birth to Jesus, but because she is part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is because she is a Christian like us. That is why we love her. She's our sister. She's our sister, so we must love her like we love each other. What's the next thing he said? What's the next thing he said?
If you can tell your pastor's wife to pray for you, mommy, 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 G.O., pray for me. And he don't consider it to be a sin to tell your mama G.O. to pray for you. Is it now going to be a sin when you tell the mother of Jesus to pray for you? If you can tell...
Hey, what he's saying is, you normally go to Mama Gio to pray for you. Why is it then a sin if you go to Our Lady, Mama Mary, to pray for you? Now, he's talking to the Pentecostals who, instead of Mary, it's a Mommy Gio. They're on the same line. That will not concern me, because both you and them is pot calling kettle black.
Mama and daughter.
We will not go to Mary for prayers because she's dead. There is no connection between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mary has died and fulfilled the scripture that says it is appointed unto man once to die. After that is what? Mary is waiting for her own judgment. Like every other believer that dies. The only reason we relate to Jesus is because he's alive. He's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. Where two or three are gathered in my name, he's there. Mary is not here. Mary is not here. Mary is not here. Amen. Hallelujah. The intercessor that God has given us, if you cannot pray, if you don't know how to pray, is Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
Likewise, the Spirit also help out our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Uh-huh. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot
be
uttered.
Who is it that making intercession for us when we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray?
The Spirit.
It's the Holy Ghost. And who is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is not the Spirit of Mary. He's the Spirit of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus. It's Jesus in the Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. And please, whether it is Mommy Joe or a sister in the church here, or a brother in the church, or even a pastor, or any minister, the reason Christians go to one another to pray is because of James chapter 5, verse 16. John chapter
confess
5, verse 16 says
faults.
So. What did he say?
Confess your faults one to another.
What did he say?
And pray for one another.
We are to pray for one another.
That ye may be healed.
Hallelujah. So if I come to you, if I come to you, you come to me to pray for you, to pray, you confess, this is the problem I have. Then Christians, we pray for one another. It's not because, and the way we come, it's not the way you, Ebuka, go to Mary. If that sister die, we will not go to her grave and tell her, join me to pray. She's dead and she's gone. I'll look for another sister. He's the God of the living. We walk among us here. Yeah, he don't die, he don't die. No connection between me and him. If any spirit come to you, say, that sister will die, where they pray with you. He has come for you to continue prayer. Now demon. Not be that sister. Say demon. Say demon. Praise the Lord. And the reason we do that is because of Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and verse 20. What did he say?
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of
that
them.
That is why we go to one another, whether it is the Jew or wife you go, or the Jew or himself. Whether you go to a prophet, you go anywhere, it is prayer of agreement. That's why we pray for each other, and take note of that. We have the assurance in John chapter 14 from verse 13, and keep reading it till I tell you to stop. So some people have not read this part of the scripture to have the assurance. Hallelujah.
And whatsoever,
that we don't go to Mary to get to God. What did Jesus say?
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
You have direct access to him.
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Ask it in his name. Don't go through Mary. There is direct access. See the conditionalities. Go ahead.
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
If you keep the commandments.
And I will pray the Father. And he shall give you another comforter.
Go ahead.
That he may abide with you forever.
And that comforter is not Mary. Go ahead.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless.
You see?
I will come to you.
Who will come to you?
The Lord Jesus.
Who will come to you? Why are you looking for him again through Mary when he has promised he will come to you? Did he not say he will be with you all the way? Read on.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
And what will happen?
And I will love him, and will manifest
what?
Myself to him.
So what is your problem? Why are you going round when the access has been granted directly to Jesus himself? What did he say again? What did he say again?
Adorable woman, a good such adorable woman, a good woman, a woman that have a compassionate heart, a woman that saved the celebrant from generational disgrace. Do you see the reason why he needs to invite Blessed Virgin Mary in what he are doing? So
see the way they are worshiping her. Such a good woman. Such an adorable woman. Such a wonderful woman. Somebody came to Jesus like that. Luke chapter 16, verse 15. Sorry. Read Matthew 19 first. Matthew 19, 16 and 17.
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
He was telling Jesus, good master, good, a very good man. What did Jesus say?
And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
So Jesus rebuked somebody for calling him good, because you are looking at a man. Before you know what, you will be exalting men, exalting men. That is why Jesus Christ made that statement in Luke 16, where I wanted to quote verse 15.
And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abominable in the sight of God.
You see? Anything men exalt so much like that is abomination in the sight of God. So exalting Mary the way you are doing, Ebuka, it is abomination. According to the scriptures. He said it is through that woman that the man that was organizing that party that day was saved from generational disgrace. Generational shame, because you call my party, then drink, finish. So all my generation will suffer shame because I could not entertain you. Can you see how they twist scripture? So that those of you who have generational problem, foundational problem, you'll be running to Mary. Can you see? The only person that broke generational curse, what is his name?
Lord Jesus.
What is his name?
Lord Jesus.
Colossians
Christ.
Chapter 2, verse 13, 14 and 15. Colossians, what did he say?
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
He took our curses, took it to the cross, and nailed it there. And declared it is finished. All generational curses were broken. That is why, in the name of Jesus, that demon will leave you alone. What did he say again? What did he say?
Want to marry. As a young girl that wants to marry, learn how to invite by saying, Mama, please, I don't know how to pray again. Please help me to pray for husband. Help me to pray for fruit of the womb.
Hey, all the women in Abuka's church, if you want to marry, go to Mary. Mary, pray for me so that we marry. Mary, pray for me. Pray for me. It is called idolatry. The Bible says so. Because the Bible says God will not share his glory with anyone. Because only Jesus qualified. Only Jesus. Qualified. Only Jesus qualified to be approached like that. He does not share his glory with anybody. Take note. That is why among the first commandment that was given to Israel in Exodus chapter 20 from verse 1, what did he say?
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Listen very well.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Uh-huh. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, uh-huh. nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
You see? You see? But go to Ebuka's church. An image is there. I saw one where he has his ministry. The woman image is there. Sometimes I wonder how people read the Bible. You have this shrine with that woman's image in every Catholic compound. And you go there and bow. Are you not reading the Bible? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24-25. What did he say?
Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee.
And see?
Go ahead. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire,
hey,
even a jealous God.
Hey!
When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land,
listen,
and shall corrupt yourselves and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger.
Listen. Listen, chapter 16, Deuteronomy 16, verse 22.
Neither shall thou set thee up any image.
Eh?
Neither shall thou set thee up any
erect
image.
Any image.
Which the Lord thy God hateth.
He hates you erecting any image and bowing before it. The emphasis is bowing before it, worshiping it. Bowing before it and worshiping it. God is against it. Worship God. He said you will provoke him because idolaters, he said, in several places in the Bible, they shall not inherit the kingdom. All idolaters will go to the lake of fire because you are not serving the God, the true God. And the God of Israel is not portrayed in any form of image. That's why no Jew will serve any image, any other God. And when they tried it, because they mix with other nations, they marry women of other nations, which God forbade them, because that would be the result. You will love a woman, so then she will drag you to worship her God, like Solomon did. And God will come and destroy them immediately. Christ Jesus, the Bible says, is the mediator of the new covenant. He is the angel of the covenant. He is the mediator. There is one mediator between God and man. The Bible says so. What is his name? He said, the man Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, Christ, is the high priest of our profession. The Bible says so. When Christ died on the cross on Calvary, the veil that separated man from God was broken. A man had access to the living God. And the Bible then said, come therefore boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy in the time of need. Come boldly. Come boldly. Don't come through any Saint Jude, Saint Mary, because they have now gone beyond Mary. You are talking Mary now. I have to stop you because your next message will be Saint Jude. Show that picture again. See, can you see? This is where he's ministering online. He's telling the whole world who he is. See him? And they call it divine mercy. Mercy did not come through Mary. Mercy came through the cross. Hallelujah. Only Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Stephen saw him. And the Bible says he's sitting down there doing what? Making intercessions for you and for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Mary was not even chosen by her son into the highest office under grace, the apostolic ministry. Among the 12 apostles, Mary was not among. Even after Judas died, they did not replace her with Mary, mother of God. And we didn't see anywhere where the early church or the apostles ever went to Mary to consult her for anything at all. Nothing connected Mary other than that she was a member of the church, because she was also, I believe, in the upper room. Praise the Lord. Maybe two more things. What did she say? Maybe two or three more things. What did she say, the next one? What did he say, I mean?
If that woman could convince Jesus, and Jesus performed that miracle by turning water into wine, when his hour has not come, there is nothing she will ask Jesus that Jesus will not do for her. If that woman...
Listen very well. Listen very well. Mary did not even succeed to convince Jesus. She received rebuke. Mary, Jesus rebuked her. Why are you coming? He said, woman, why are you disturbing me when it's not my time? Do you know why he said it's not my time? Do you know why he said it's not my time? That is time when you will be approaching God through him will only come after the cross. So stop coming to me to tell me to do anything for anybody now. But when I go to the cross, I will conquer. It is then you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, glory be to God. So Jesus preached to Mary. But because he's a merciful God, hallelujah, he didn't want those people to be disgraced because he was part of the guests. Amen. He did what he did for them to have more wine. He did it. The wine did not give them salvation. No. It shocked all of them. Oh, they were chucky. But do you know why he did it? Because he's the giver of the true wine. Oh, glory be to God. He's the giver of the true wine. The baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is used to it. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6. Amen. Hebrews chapter 7 from verse 1.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great
now,
is
now, now. Okay, go ahead.
Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi.
Now listen first. He's making a reference to an encounter that Abraham had with a priest by the name of Melchizedek. And Apostle Paul is trying to let us know who Abraham met. He was not a human being. It was God in angelic form, coming in a prophetic setting. What did he give Abraham? He gave Abraham bread and wine. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everything that sat there, remember before this, Abraham had received a promise that through him, his seed, the whole family of the earth will be blessed. Hallelujah. That bread and that wine that was offered, Jesus Christ, he came and break bread in the New Testament and said, this is my body. Who was Melchizedek offering to Abraham? He was reinforcing the covenant of the seed that will be offered, the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Jesus is the wine giver. It's not because Mary spoke to him. He is the wine giver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The next one, what did he say? What did he say as the next thing? He said,
blood of Jesus, you are calling blood of Mary. Anytime you call blood of Jesus, you are calling blood of Mary. They share the same blood in the womb. No difference. Anytime.
Hey, Ebuka, shut up. Ebuka, shut up. You don't know what to preach. Stop that nonsense you are doing. Well, you don't know that the mystery why the virgin birth. The womb of a woman is an incubator. Listen very well. The seed that is given to the woman has everything. The blood that sustains that child is not the blood of the woman. The blood is produced from within by a miraculous process that God has set for life. We have been contaminated. No blood was qualified to be used for our redemption. In him was no sin at all. Why did you and I, were we in the Garden of Eden? But the curse that was on Adam, we have been suffering it. It's been passing to us through the blood of our father, starting from Abraham. All of us, man or woman, the blood in you is from your father. That blood was cursed. Therefore, no blood of a human being was qualified to be used as a ransom to free those of us that were contaminated. Therefore, the blood of Jesus is not the blood of Mary. It's not at all. It's not. Hallelujah. And anytime you shout blood of Jesus, listen very well. What you are actually saying, anytime we say blood of Jesus, it's not the literal blood of Jesus. We are actually saying, pleading what that blood has achieved for us. It is what the blood did for us. It's not the literary blood that we are drinking. It's not the literary blood. It is that the price for our redemption was the blood. And how it went through suffering. Anytime you say blood of Jesus, your mind goes to the suffering that he went through on the cross on Calvary. Not the blood. Not just the blood. The suffering that went on the cross on Calvary. Anytime you shout blood of Jesus speak for me, you are actually saying, let the suffering you suffered on the cross plead for me, because you did it to set me free. Ebuka, I hope you are learning. I hope you are learning. Ebuka, I hope you are learning. What did he say the next thing? What did he say is the next one? We shall soon finish.
When you are close to Our Lady, she will know when you are in need. When you are close to Our Lady, she will know when you are in need. When
When you are close to Mary, she will know where you are in need. Ebuka, how is the thing they sound for you? How can I be close to a dead, to a ghost? How can you be close to a ghost? You have to be close to God. When you are close to God, he will know your need. Because he knows it. He said, before you pray, Matthew chapter 6, he said, before you pray, he already knows what you need. And the reason why he knows what you need is because you are close to him. John chapter 15, let's read it from verse 1, please.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
Mary, go ahead.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me.
Can you see?
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me.
That is, if you are close to him, take the Lord Jesus Christ speaking.
And I in him.
And you are close to each other.
The same bringeth forth much fruit.
Why?
For without me, ye can do nothing.
Verse 6.
If a man abide not in me.
If you don't get close to God.
He is cast forth as a branch.
You
and
live
is withered.
A useless life.
And men gather them and cast them into the fire.
Verse 7.
If ye abide in me.
If you stay close to him.
And my words abide in
his
you.
His words, you obey his commandments.
Ye shall ask what
that
ye
that is when you will ask anything.
And it shall be done unto you.
Ebuka, can you see? It's not Mary. It's not Mary. It's not. Praise the Lord. And any spirit that comes to confirm what you are preaching, and people come to give testimony that they saw Mary, I am telling you, they saw a demon, not Mary. It's a demon. What's the next thing he said?
Virgin Mary, regardless of, be close to Blessed Virgin Mary, regardless of the church you're going, I don't preach church, I preach the scripture. And everything I'm telling you about this woman is in the Bible.
Lie. Then show us now. You don't preach the scriptures. Nothing you say is in the Bible. Nothing. Instead, you are perverting the gospel according to Galatians chapter 1. You are perverting the gospel. And another thing you are doing, you are studying the Bible, but you are studying.
This is the woman that Jesus.
You are studying to show yourself approved unto the Catholic system. And you know why you are doing it. Ebuka, you know why you are doing it. So that you will attract Catholic crowd to your place. Nothing more than that. You know what you are doing. Your market is the Catholics. And you are even targeting a section of the country that will back up anything that is from them, because the Catholicism has prospered a lot in that area of the country. They are the ones that fool your church. Even when you preach in your language. You know what you are doing. Is it that because you cannot speak English? You know your target. No wonder the king told, what is his name? The prophet Elisha told the king to take his arrow and open the window and point towards where?
Eastward.
Towards where?
East.
Towards the east. Get ready, because that's where the deliverance is. It was towards the east. I had one prophet saying that the reason why some movies people died in a river is because they did not appease the God of that river. He said, look, he's a prophet, he's telling you. that before you enter the river to travel in a boat, you must take wine and cola and pour it in the and then you go. It's in the east. Send one arrow there, oh Lord. Praise the Lord. Ebuka, it's money. Money is your reason for doing. That's why I say you know what you are doing. And if you don't know what you are doing, then you may fall under this scripture in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. If you are sincerely wrong, then brethren, this was the condition of Israel.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that
believes. You have a zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. Knowledge of the scripture. That was the condition of Israel. You remember that in the book of Numbers, they were committing sin, and the serpent was biting them. And people were dying. Moses went to intercede for Israel, and the solution was that he should build a serpent of brass. A brass, mold a serpent, hang it on a pole. If anyone is bitten by a snake, if he can go there and look at the serpent. He didn't say bow before the serpent. He said look. What are you looking? You are seeing that that nonsense has been judged. Therefore, you are free. You will not die. Do you know that as time went on, it became an idol in the land of Israel? But there arose a king, Hezekiah, that decided to set things in order. In 2 Kings chapter 18, this was the reference he made in verse 4 to that very image. What did he say? 2 Kings chapter 18.
He removed the high places and broke
Hezekiah removed all the high places and break the images and cut down the groves.
And break in pieces the brazen serpent.
That serpent that Moses had made. He break it to pieces.
For unto those days, the children of Israel did burn incense.
Then we are worshipping it.
And they called it Nehushtan.
Nehushtan there. Listen. Nehushtan there. Amen. The way it is put here, listen, it meant the great serpent. The great serpent. That while it was an ordinary serpent, brass, sub image, wood, break it to pieces. While Hezekiah saw it as such, they were calling it Nehushtan. It was now a god. They were worshipping it. That's why they were burning incense to it. The great serpent that saved you when snake bites you. The great serpent. The great serpent. Mary, full of grace. Hallowed be thy name. Great Mary. Great Mary. When I am seeing her as an ordinary woman saved by grace, that was given a privilege of giving birth to the Savior of the world. Ordinary Nehushtan. Praise the Lord. And we in this age must contend for the faith. Return to the true worship of the God of Israel. Contend for that faith. That is exactly what we are doing. Finally, he made a statement. What did he say finally?
This is the woman that Jesus does not joke with. The woman of the whole world.
He said Jesus does not joke with Mary. Where? Prove it now. Why do you say that? It is the church. It is the church that he does not joke with. Because he so loved us, according to Ephesians chapter 5, that he gave himself. He died. He proved his love by dying for us. By dying for us. We, the church, he does not joke with us. He said, who will be against us if God be for us? He did not spare his son, but gave him to us. Why will he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8, 31, 32 says so. Praise the Lord. God does not joke with his church. He calls us the apple of his eyes. We are untouchable. You touch me, you touch God. Hallelujah. So much until he protects us by where he kept us. He kept us far beyond the reach of principalities and powers. In heavenly places, far above the arrows of the enemy. If they touch us, the blood of Jesus will come and speak for us. He doesn't joke with us. It's not about Mary. It is about all believers. Praise the Lord. And so, who is this preacher? Who is this Ebuka? Next Sunday, I will tell you who he is. He's in the Bible. People like Ebuka is in the Bible. I will show you what he is fulfilling. Who he is. Hallelujah. Follow who no road. Can we stand up, church?